Hello again. Thanks for joining me. Steve Gretsch here. The podcast is called A Different Drummer, and I'm looking into the promises of God found in Scripture. And this episode is called Released from the Snare. And as a drummer, it's like, wait a second. Anyways, I digress. A snare, which is a thing they use to catch animals. Psalm 25, 14 through 15. Of course, you knew that. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. I love this. The Lord confides. This is a counsel, and it's there's an element of secret counsel, and also an element of being intimate. And so the Lord confides. There's an intimate secret counsel. And so we don't know all these things. We'll find out one day. I'm looking forward to that day. But the Lord confides. He will show them. And there's several words here that sorry about that. Tongue twister. It's kind of early in the morning, or somewhat early. I guess it's not. Sorry about that. He will show them observation, care, recognition, causatively, instruction, designation, which is basically to appoint and be appointed. And there's also a little bit of punishment mixed in there. He will show them. So all these things are recognized, and there's care involved and instruction and to observe. It's our Lord, our Creator, who is all-inclusive in just a few words. It's beautiful. In those who fear him. So this is a covenant. He makes his covenant known. It's a secret. It's a pledge. And he makes this an alliance. In the Old Testament, there was a thing, they would cut a covenant. And I won't go into that, but it was, it's pretty amazing. It's from the Creator to the created. And the Lord, why would he even do this? It's amazing. He makes a covenant with us. Here we are, human beings on this globe spinning around and around, and we are who we are, but he loves us. He loves those that put their faith and trust in him, believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, and trust him and repent of their sin. So as the eyes are on him, our eyes are on him, this is a indicating motion. And I like to say, I'm going to say, from earthly things to heavenly things, to be intrigued and to look towards the things of God, spending time in the Word of God. It's a wonderful place to be. And so the word ever is to stretch. It's an element, it's an idea of continuance and constant continuance and to stretch. We stretch ourselves and we listen to the Word of God. We're interested. We pay attention. We love it. Psalm 1, I believe, talks about delighting in it. It's a delightful place to be, isn't it? As we study his promises together, he talks about his feet. I'm like, what? What? Yeah, what's up with that? And I thought, well, you know what? It's what I use for the journey, my feet. That's about what I came up with. The journey can be long. It can be tiresome. The feet get tired, but he uses this feet. We're released. My feet are released from the snare. Snare itself is a net for catching animals. Anyways, again, the promise is released from the snare. Psalm 25, 14 to 15. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. His eyes are ever on the Lord. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Wonderful promise. The snare cannot hold us, and the Lord releases us from that snare. Anyways, I could go on, but I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.